I was recently approached by an evangelical missionary who posed the following question to me. Since there is no holy temple at this time, and thus you cannot perform sacrifices to atone for your sins, how is it that you are forgiven for your transgressions? I didn't want to discuss this too in depth with him, but I spoke about tshuva, etc. However, I was not really sure what to answer. He then said that Yashka is like the blood sacrifice who atones for your sins. At this point, I left. However, I am still perplexed as how I should have answered him, so that I wouldn't let it seem that his opinion even be considered chas v'shalom. Thank you. Ruvain from the USA. Okay, Ruvain, you should have told him that in Deuteronomy 30 is the parsha of tshuva. It speaks there when we're in Golis and there is no temple, and the Ribbono Shel wants us to return to him, and he will forgive our sins. And there there's no karbanos, there's no sacrifices. The entire forgiveness of sins is based on tshuva, and that's a very clear chapter in the Torah itself. And nowhere in the Torah does it speak about human beings or any human being taking the place of the sacrifices. So his idea that Yashka could take the place of sacrifices is totally unfounded anywhere in the Torah.